Hi there, it's Mr. Stevens here. I'm going to give you a very brief overview of the Designer Technology Resistant Materials GCSE course. The course assessment itself is split into two equal parts. That's 50% of the written exam and 50% coursework, also known as the non-examined assessment or the NEA. The course is run over 3 years, and throughout year 9 and most of year 10, we complete a wide range of projects which have been developed to allow you to rapidly develop your skills and your understanding of the subject. The projects that we run do sometimes change, but a few examples of what we've covered recently are 3D modeling projects using SolidWorks and Google SketchUp. I know that some of you have been using SketchUp recently with me and really enjoying it. So that's a very, very good project to be involved with. We complete a gumball machine project. So we look at mechanisms and a way of dispensing gumballs or different types of sweets in a reliable manner. We look at a wind turbine project. So this is built into sustainable energy sources as well, but we build a scale model of a wind turbine, which can produce some power. And recently we've just completed the Design Ventura project. So it's a live brief. It's set by the Design Museum in London. If you win the competition, your product will be made, manufactured and sold in the Design Museum shop in London. So a fantastic opportunity there. We cover lots of theory content over the 3 years on topics such as sustainability, renewable energy, properties of materials and presentation techniques. When we're covering the theory elements, we always try to back them up with practical tasks. So for example, like we've just talked about the wind turbine project, there's some making involved, but we also look at the theory side of renewable energy sources as part of that project. The course itself will give you the opportunity to design, develop, and make products which solve real life problems. And under our guidance, we're going to help you find a way of working which is best for you. And we're going to encourage you to be bold in your decision making. We really want you to take creative risks and to make some mistakes, because in our opinion, that's the best way of learning. GCSE Design and Technology, and then leading on to A-level Design and Technology, provide really good stepping stones to a really wide range of careers. For example, architecture, engineering, interior design, industrial design, product design, furniture design, to mention just a few. If you've got any questions at all, or if you'd like some further information about the course, then please do not hesitate to get in touch with me. Okay, thank you very, very much for your time, and good luck with your options choices.